Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. And during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
I don't know. We've been doing this $2,500 an hour giveaway, 10K a day giveaway, and Jay comes in with a new turtleneck right away.
Oh, he had it on earlier.
Yeah, no, today. I don't know.
Oh, you mean today?
He's decked out. I haven't seen this any part of this outfit until this $2,500 an hour we're giving away. Jay claiming they don't know his number. He's going to call in and win it. And look at this new wardrobe.
This is always my look, man. I'm a ghost from power.
Big Tevin Campbell look too.
Yeah. They're wearing it.
Okay, call me Devin Campbell. I'm down with that.
So, at 10 after every hour, we're giving you a winning word here on KJM. KJM 10K a day giveaway. And when you hear the winning word, you text it to 777-000. And everyone is doing it because why wouldn't you? You can't text a word to 777-000. Because once you do that, you might win $2,500. We're giving away $2,500 every hour through December 7th.
And you could do it multiple times.
We've already given away, 57,500? We're about to make a 60 G's after this hour.
And guess what? We're not going to be broke because it goes all the way to December 7th.
All the way to December 7th.
I'm just saying. People like Taylor Wong from Fort Wayne, Indiana, you know, she gets $2,500. She utilizes that for her and her fiance to go on their honeymoon. Mm. I mean, we talked to Ishmael the first day from California.
Yeah, take that
right? He's utilizing the money for him and his family. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we do. That's what this show is about, Max.
Not enough we give you the entertainment for free. We also give you money. God, what a deal.
We're paying you to listen to the word.
What Max, a deal. Maxine. We're paying you to make your commute better. Someone make me that deal.
Thursday, just wake up to fresh money in your pocket.
Guys, meanwhile, tonight.
Tonight.
We started out strong on Thursday Night Football. We all watched the game together, Chargers, Chiefs. And then, of course, the season kicked off, Rams, Bills. Those great games on Thursday night. And we had a couple other good ones. And then it was Bengals, Dolphins. Then it flatlined for a while. Stinkers.
In the middle, it was like three.
Stinkers.
Yeah. It was right? Three. Mariota with the alley hoop.
Yeah, Mariota, even that. And Kian, you and I watched that one together, and that was for first place. But come on, losing teams, and it's a mess.
He threw the ball over his head.
As he's getting sacked, eyes facing the other way. Anyway, tonight we're back to the good stuff, guys.
At least we think it's going to be good.
At least the matchup is significant. The Packers, who just finally got off the schneid, right? Lost, what was it, five in a row.
A nickel piece.
Rodgers is headed. It's a disaster of a season. It's a wrap already. Cowboys coming to town. Cowboys smashing everything in sight, right? The Bears competing with everyone, not the Cowboys. And if, sure enough, Packers are down, two touchdowns heading into the fourth quarter. The Cowboys' record all time when they're leading by two touchdowns heading into the fourth, 195-0. But after the game in Lambeau, they're now 195-1. They came all the way back. But the Packers did it by running the ball on 62% of the plays. The highest ever in the Rodgers era. And now tonight on short rest, they face a Titans team, the number one seed from last season in the AFC. They face a Titans team that is number two against the run, but the second worst team against the pass. So here's the first question for tonight, Key. Jay, do the Packers stick with the ground game?
Yes. Yeah, because don't allow Tennessee's statistics on the defensive side of the run game to scare you off, right? You look at the teams that they play, what type of run defenses are those? I mean, run offenses are those teams? Without Jonathan Taylor and Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, you start to look at that, you go, hey, Kansas City doesn't run the football. Patrick Mahomes sprinkles it all over the field against you. So it's a little bit of a different situation. But we had Leroy Butler on with us earlier, and he talked about basically that recipe that I like. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need to throw the ball 30-plus times. Turn around, hand the football off to the backs. Allow them to dominate, and then if you need to be efficient and sprinkle some guys around, then you do that.
The luxury of Aaron Rodgers is if you rely also on your run game and you need a guy just to make two or three third-down throws, thread the needle down the field, he's the best ever at that, right? Jay?
So look, Max, in their wins, right, in their four wins this season, Aaron Rodgers has thrown the ball an average of 27 times. Mm-hmm. 27 times. In their losses, he's thrown the ball an average of 37 times. Mm-hmm. So right in that sweet spot, but also – like their defense,
they need to pay me.
They need to control the clock too.
Isn't that skewed though, Jay, by the fact that you're playing from behind a lot of the time, so you're throwing it more?
I was gonna say, well, six of those passes and one of those wins was in overtime. So right. I also think like you have to control the clock. So I think that's what happens here. You talk about a run first deep offense key in the way Tennessee likes to play. That defense for Green Bay is going to be imperative, so they don't play from behind earlier, so they don't have to throw the ball more.
I have a bigger question for you, Jay.
It could be a fast game if both of them run the ball.
I have a bigger, big picture question
for you.
If Green Bay on short rest, Tennessee's also on short rest, but on short rest beats the number one seed from last year, who's looked good recently, after beating the Cowboys, coming back from two touchdowns, etc., and they find this formula of balance with the run game, and Aaron Rodgers makes the big throws, they beat Tennessee, Jay. Are they all the way back? Is that the Packers again?
Yeah, they could all the way back. That doesn't mean that they're going to make the playoffs, right? Because mathematically, if you lose a couple of more games, even if you are back and the ball doesn't bounce your way, they're still in a precarious situation, yeah, but even if they can get all the way back.
But if they back 11-6 is getting them into the playoffs.
Less than that, probably.
Well, last year, the Wild Cards.
Nine wins might get you. When you say back, to me,
that means they're getting ready to
run the table. They've done it before.
Yeah, that's back.
Well, hold on.
Back winning this game and then losing another game and then winning.
Could they do it, Key? If they beat Tennessee, could they do something crazy like have one loss to
Tennessee? Wait. Tennessee at home.
Okay.
At Eagles.
They could win that game.
Both of them, they could win.
That's a tough game. At Bears, Rams.
Okay. Yeah, Rams is cooked.
Okay. At Dolphins.
That's a tough one.
Vikings
at
home.
That'll be
a tough one. That's tough.
Well, Vikings will be tough, but it'll be cold in coming out of the dome.
But I do hear four tough games there altogether,
right?
And then
Lions at home. So they have seven games left.
And that's a divisional game.
Seven games left.
You know what's not wild? What if the Lions are the trap game and you get to the end of the season and if they win that game and the Lions pop them? Ooh.
If you win, you're in. That's happened to me.
Some tough game. I mean, at Eagles, tough game. At Dolphins, really tough game. Vikings at home.
I mean, if they do it, is this the most impressive run in the regular season, at least of Aaron Rodgers' career? I think so. I think it even beats when he ran the table, when he said he was going to run the table, because he's dealing with rookies.
What did they finish at when he said he ran the table, though?
I think they won seven in a row to end the season.
No. Meaning like in the playoffs. What year was that?
I don't remember, and I'm going to – I don't remember.
It wasn't the Super Bowl year, right?
No. That was in the last 6 years.
If you look at last year's NFL wild cards, right? Cardinals 11-6, 49ers 10-7, and the Eagles 9-8.
Yeah, they could do it, man. If nine wins gets you in, they could lose again, maybe twice, and still get in.
But them teams, well, I guess you would be looking at the final record opposed to where they're at right now.
Yeah.
4-6 now, right?
So
you got seven games.
Say they win.
If they win five, they got their nine wins.
Five, they're at nine, man.
So they lose to Philly and Miami, and they still get in.
They'll be at 9-8.
But they got to beat the Titans. They got to beat the Titans.
You have to win the game you're supposed to win. Like, you dropped the game to the Eagles, maybe game at the Dolphins.
But you can't do that. The reason you can't do that is because of the conference. Now when you go to the conference records, division and conference, now you got what is San Francisco, what's Seattle in the conference and the division. You start looking, what are the Giants in the conference and the division?
That's true.
You start looking at that. So they cannot lose conference and division games along the way.
Aaron Rodgers reminds me a lot, of course. I know everyone's thinking of Han Solo when they went into the asteroid shower there, the meteorite. Remember when they were being pursued by the Empire and Han Solo goes in and C-3PO told them the chances of successfully navigating an asteroid field or whatever to one. And Han Solo said famously, Jay, of course, seared in everyone's memory, never tell me the odds. Well, they are under 15% to make the playoffs, according to the projections, Jay. Never tell Aaron Rodgers the odds, at least not in the regular season. I don't think of them as 14.9%. I think of it as more like 50-50.
But you look at the schedule, it's doable, man.
It's doable.
It's doable.
But, Jay, a lot of that is how you think of the team. Like, a couple weeks ago, you'd look and go, they got no shot. But wait, they beat the Cowboys, and this whole thing is based on us saying, what if they beat the Titans? Well, if off those two wins, none of those games look unwinnable. But the way they looked 3 weeks ago, you look at that same schedule and you go, oh, that's a loss, that's a loss, that's a loss.
But they probably, I mean, it could be one of those deals where you turn on the switch all of a sudden, like they did in the second half. You know, they're down by 14, and then they turned on the switch. And then all of a sudden, they just – and it went down, and they took care of business, and they got out of there with a win. Maybe that switch is still on, though, tonight against the Titans. Because if it's not –
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
And like some things that work out in their favor, right? You think about it, the Cardinals and the 49ers play each other twice, mm-hmm. right? Like that helps.
They beat up on each other.
I don't think the Cardinals going to do nothing, though.
You don't think they might pop them at home?
Nah.
NFC West rivalries type thing. It could happen.
The
Hopkins is back. It could happen.
A Cardinals win would help them out immensely.
Quarterback. Kyler Murray didn't play last week.
Do you know what time it is, guys?
Money time.
10 after the hour. 10 after the hour. Every single hour of this show, we've been doing it for a week now. Every single hour of this show, through the end of the show, December 7th, we're giving away $2,500 in the KJM 10K a day giveaway.
Get money. KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
No.
All right. Are you ready, Jay, for the winning word of the hour?
Yes.
Because when people hear the following word, they are to text it. And there's no reason for anyone not to text it.
777-000.
Text it to 777-000. And what is it? What is the winning word this hour? The winning word is...
power!
P-O-W-E-R. Power.
You
text
know, we need more power.
To 777-000, and you are Whose entered for your key? Chance to win $2,500 every hour. Someone's going to win. Why not you? No purchase necessary. Ends December 7, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Guys, the Packers and Titans will be a hot ticket tonight. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live.
Yeah, Hot Ticket.
All right, it's time to play Take It or Shake It. Shannon, take it away.
All right, Take It or Shake It. I'll give you the hottest takes. You got to tell me whether or not you're going to take that take. Wow. Or you're going to shake that take. All right, Key, we'll start with you. The Dallas Cowboys will miss the playoffs. Take it or shake it?
Shake it!
Shake it! Shake it. Shake it.
Yeah, I don't think they'll miss the playoffs. They may not win the division, but they might. I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs. I think they're going to fall right in line in that. If they don't win the division, they'll be a wild card in their fifth, sixth, seventh seed.
Oh, Jay, I just thought of something.
I could tell.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to say they're going to miss the playoffs. You know what it's going to come down to? I keep saying, if you think the Packers are going to make the playoffs, you're saying the Giants or the Seahawks are going to fall off because people believe in the Niners, right? What if it comes down to that comeback win at Lambeau against the Cowboys, and that's the thing when we look back at it, they put the Packers in and knock the Cowboys out?
That's such wishful thinking from you as a Giants fan.
It's so good. It has to happen. It's so good.
I'll shake it with you, Key. They can't miss the playoffs. They can't miss the playoffs. Not with the way this defense is playing, and not with the expectations that are on this team, the best team assembled around Dak Prescott yet in his career.
Please, football gods, I don't ask you for much. Yes, it's true, the Super Bowls both times for the Giants and all those playoff games too, and some other stuff too. But please, oh football gods, let the Cowboys miss the playoffs this year. Amen. Go ahead, Shannon.
Amen.
All right, Saquon Barkley will seriously contend for the MVP. Key, take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it. Shake it. Shake it.
Yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes. I'm just giving it to him. I'm just giving it to Patrick Mahomes because the quarterback, he's going to continue to keep cooking, and it's going to be a wrap.
But seriously contend?
Yeah, he can contend. I'll
no,
take that.
No, because he's so far behind.
When trying to think of who's ahead.
You got to think contend means being top
but,
five,
but
right?
You got to remember, three. You can't be in the fifth spot to get the votes. You might get a vote from a Giant writer or something, but to really make it
know the difference
so you have
between
to be in the second spot?
Second or third spot to really...
Oh, wow, so Tua is a contender. This is incredible.
He is. Tua is a contender. Absolutely, this at this moment, he's a contender. I think Tua is second in MVP
yeah,
right
glad
now.
Glad we talked that through, Max.
But you know what? Saquon, let me say this about Saquon, because Yates was like, what about Tyreek Hill?
I don't know that he's second.
Here's the difference between Saquon and Tyreek Hill, and this is why I would give the nod to Saquon. Tyreek Hill is amazing. But someone has to get him the ball. Yo, someone has to hand Saquon the ball. It's a little different. Saquon's blocking for Daniel Jones. You see that Slayton pass where he took it down the sideline for the touchdown in last game, that's Saquon blocking. That's 26. And when you look at what – just dude's handing him the ball. He's got to make it all happen.
Yeah, but he's not going to rush for 2,000 yards. It's just not going it's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
He's not going to rush for 2,000 yards.
Not rush, but his total yards from scrimmage be over 2,000. Might be 2,200, 2,300.
But they're only going to give you the MVP when a quarterback is having a down year and you rush for 2,200
yards. No, that's
right.
Mahomes or Tua, someone's going to win it. Yeah. But Saquon might be top three. He might be top three. That's serious contention.
Man, not serious.
You just said top two or three.
Yeah, but it depends on how many votes you get.
All right. Fine,
just move the goalposts like Max.
Fine. I like moving goalposts. Why should they stay in one place?
I noticed.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins will win the AFC East. Take it or shake it, Key.
Take that.
Shake it. Yeah, I don't think they'll win it. They'll go to the playoffs, but I don't think they'll win the division. The Buffalo Bills shouldn't have lost to Minnesota.
But they did.
That is true. But they shouldn't have lost. That's never going to happen again like that. You know, but in the end, Miami's a tough team. I just want to see when they come up and play in these cold weather cities against New England and Buffalo, what's going to happen.
So what happens? I mean, this whole like cold weather portable thing, like what happened when Buffalo played in hot weather? Like, oh, everybody cramped? Like,
it affected
what happened with Tom Brady?
What do you mean? It affected them.
Every team has something to play through, though.
That's why when you go to South Beach or you go to Tampa, Florida, and you go to places like that to have to play, and you haven't been practicing in that, it affects you 100%, Jay. You cramp, you water, you need IVs, you're tired. It does.
And the fact is, you bring it up because the playoffs occur during cold weather season.
Absolutely.
And cold weather times. So the likelihood is you will have to play under those
it
conditions.
It did not affect who that went to the Super Bowl out of AFC last year.
What do you mean, who?
Who did it not affect?
Cincinnati, who plays in it already.
Where does Cincinnati play?
Right.
And where did they have to go?
Yeah.
Cold weather. They had to travel to Tennessee at that time. It was a little cold. Then even colder in Kansas City.
I'm going to take it that they're going to win the AFC East. First of all, the Bills don't have a win in the division yet.
No, not yet.
And so the Miami really has a – like they would have to not just stumble. They'd have to really kind of almost collapse at the end, I think – to lose the division, given the head start they have.
But you got to remember, they still got to play each other again.
But Miami might win that again.
And the Bills, that's what I said. So they got to go to Buffalo.
Miami plays Houston at home.
Mm-hmm. So like that one.
At San Francisco.
Could go either way.
Could go either way. At the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Well, they giving them a 39% chance.
Something tells me the Chargers might pop them.
At Buffalo, okay.
They might win that game. But okay, Key. If they win at Buffalo, were you going to give it up?
But that's what I said.
Yeah.
I said I need to – you guys are acting like Tyreek Hill now. You're acting like Tyreek Hill. Listen.
I'm asking.
I said if they go to New England in that cold weather, in Buffalo in that cold weather, and they win, that's going to determine them winning the division.
But let's say they split. But let's say they play Buffalo very well and lose that game. But you could see they could play in the cold weather. What would you say?
Then I would say they're going to lose the division. They have to beat them.
All right. Fair enough.
You don't understand.
I do understand. No, I just want to get you on the record to make sure if and when they beat Buffalo, you give it up.
Who are you working for now?
I'm working for the record, apparently. All right.
You and Jay.
We're playing Take It or Shake It, brought to you by Granger. Go ahead, Jen.
All right. Kirk Cousins is being disrespected.
By Max.
By the likes of one Max Kellerman. Take it or shake it.
Shake it. No, I don't think he's being disrespected by Max. I think Max has a certain level of quarterback play that he likes, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo. And so that means that, you know, Kurt has to show Max a little bit of something, just like I want to see the Miami Dolphins go to the cold weather. Just want to show me something. That's all. And that's the way Max feels about Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I feel like there's a little bit of hate. That's okay.
Yeah, you're detecting something there.
It's okay.
I react to the fact that I think when you detect hate, it's like – I think people have him slightly overrated. So I think you try to balance that out a little bit naturally. I do think the 15th best quarterback in the league, which I think he is, you want to call him 13th, I'm not going to argue. You want to call him 17th, okay. I think he's about 15, right in the middle. I think that's enough to win a Super Bowl if things click right around him. So, like, I would like to see him make a playoff run, sure. I don't know.
That's fine.
So they're going to have a home playoff game. They're going to win the division. and then they get to the divisional round and see what happens from there.
Yeah, and he has Justin Jefferson, which makes a big difference. Quarterback play, alpha receiver like that. You could throw it up, and he's going to come down with it.
Next.
All right, last and certainly not least, Keyshawn Johnson is disrespecting the Miami Dolphins.
Take it. You guys are – yeah, you almost made me say something. Look.
Is Tyreek Hill, why is Keyshawn Johnson on TV?
Because I look
Keyshawn.
Good.
He said, why is K?
Because I have
a visual medium.
I have a face for television, and some receivers that play in the NFL don't have faces for television. Man. So, yeah.
So you facially gifted?
Facially gifted.
So you're prettier than people.
Whatever you want to call it. Handsome, prettier, sexier, whatever you want to call it.
Is he hating on the Miami Dolphins?
No, I'm not. Shake it.
This has happened since the beginning of the
Shake
show.
It. I'm not. Why? Because I don't agree.
You don't have to get defensive.
This is what I would say, Jay.
Will you let me talk?
I am also going to shake it.
Stop stepping on me, please.
What show do you think we work on?
I'm going to shake it for Key. I'm going to shake it for Key for the same reason he shook it for me on Kirk Cousins, in the sense that, yes, Jay, you're detecting some negative something. But that's different than hate. What he's trying to do is balance out people who are too rushing to give them credit for something they haven't done yet.
What they going to make me do? And what you're going to make me do?
I'm not making
it. You're going to make me dislike them and hope they lose and they get knocked. That's what you're going to do.
I'm not. You're
and
doing
then
it
I'm
going
to be able
yourself.
To laugh and go, ah, see, I'm not doing that. All I'm trying to say is, taper down your expectations. Bring them down. One game at a time. Let's see how it goes. I'm talking to you, buddy.
Can I respond now?
Yes, go right ahead, sir.
I've been watching how it's going.
Oh, God. All right.
Tua is undefeated in the games he's played.
Don't fall for it, Key, because now you can't enjoy their success. Don't let them polarize you.
I'm the one seeing it how it's going.
He did the same thing with Arizona, and I tried to tell him.
Can I talk?
No.
Can I talk?
No, it's 9:22.
Got to go to break.
There is a technique that Jay employs, which is devious.
No, he just thinks he's going to talk and scream over you.
Key, there's a technique that Jay employs, which is devious, which is the way to polarize someone against something that they should be enjoying, like the Dolphins' offense, is if you overstate the case, then naturally the other person goes the other way. Remember when you just said he's going to make me hate them?
Yes.
And look at him sitting there with little, innocent, I'm innocent.
I haven't.
You are successfully polarizing Key against the Dolphins.
Max, because I haven't had to overstate anything about the Dolphins.
No, because he thinks he's slick.
Done it to himself.
No, he thinks he's slick.
He polarized himself.
He did it to himself.
He sits up here.
He thinks he's slick.
He sits over there with his little Twitter accounts, and he's going back and forth with these people, and he's raising the narrative.
People.
I know what you do.
It's not the Twitter accounts. It's the turtleneck. Something's going to get on your nerves today. It'll be the turtleneck. Oh, no, I'm very calm. I'm smooth. I have a turtleneck. I don't know what you guys are getting excited about.
Nope.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Jay comes in with a turtleneck today.
There you go.
You was on the West Side Highway?
Mm-hmm. Took it to go back home.
Yeah. Why is that interesting?
Huh?
Why is that interesting?
It's like a revelation for Key. You were on the West Side Highway?
Really?
No, I
thought that was leading to something.
No, I just, he was on the West Side Highway.
Well, usually he goes up the East Side. Usually
he
goes
up
the
FDR. No, he was telling us he went the West Side Highway.
Somebody called FDR.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, West Side Highway is the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so from Jersey. Usually he doesn't know.
No, East Side up the highway is FDR.
Yeah, right, right.
You said West Side Highway.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes he takes the west side
depending upon traffic.
And when you hit the Cross Bronx, hit the Cross Bronx up there, Jay.
There you go.
You on the Cross Bronx?
He told us he was on the West Side Highway, so I asked him, oh, you on the West Side Highway?
Cross County?
Cross County? And his wife's family's from Indy.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you go that way when you drove?
That's way out of the way, Key.
Okay.
When leaders are mentioned in the NBA, gentlemen, Kevin Durant's name is not mentioned with the likes of LeBron James and Steph Curry. You think I'm making this up? Listen to what Kevin Durant said to Bleacher Report. I'm not a leader. So someone's saying that. What the blank does that mean? KD asked Bleacher Report. A lot of people say I'm not a leader because I didn't tell Kyrie to get vaccinated. Come on. Or I didn't condemn Kyrie for leaving the team, going out and living his life. Not about to tell a grown-ass man what he can't do with his own life and dissect his views or how he thinks about expletive. See, as soon as I said when leaders are mentioned, KD's name is not mentioned with the likes of LeBron and Steph. You guys objected to that so much, you acted like I was making it up. KD said himself a lot of people saying I'm not mentioned with this.
I was just like, who said it? I asked Jay. I'm like, well, who said it?
I want to play a little, like, let's act this out in real time. So if you, Max, you are Kevin Durant.
All right.
Key is Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm Steve Nash. Fine. I make myself the coach.
No, you're Ja Rule, apparently.
You're the worst. Stop yeah. having tangents.
All right.
If people question your leadership, how would you have liked for Kevin Durant to lead Kyrie Irving throughout all this? Like, what moves would you have told Kevin Durant to do that maybe would have made you look at Kevin Durant as a leader?
You know what, Jay? I wouldn't tell him to do anything. I think that Kyrie's personality, his basic personality is like an alpha personality, it seems to me. And because he has not demonstrated the ability to apply that in a productive way to leading a team to be better than they might otherwise be, because there have been too many examples of he leaves a team and they perform at least as well, which should never happen because he's so great as a player, I would say that the natural dynamic between Kyrie and KD is that if there's a shot caller, in fact, it's Kyrie. And so I don't know. I don't think you can tell someone to be something that they're not in a relationship, right?
But I'm just saying, like, for what you look like, what you think is an effective leader, Key, like an effective leader, how would you have led Kyrie?
But because I'm Kyrie,
stop. You know,
well, I'm just saying
that people are like, well, I'm just saying the general consensus is like, well, you got to tell them what time it is. And you got to, you know,
can't do that.
Draw a line in the sand. Yeah. Like that's, I'm trying to build this exercise with you.
Okay, I'll answer the exercise as you're building it.
You have to know one's post to be able to even communicate with him at the level that you can. You need to know what he is. Everybody's not going to respond the same way. It's just not going to happen. I played with two different coaches, two different styles. Bill Parcells was going to dog curse you and talk to you a certain way. And then I went to Tony Dungy, and I had to learn, okay, I can't respond the same way that I did with Bill Parcells or Tony Dungy.
Different dude.
It's
yeah.
two different people.
Yeah.
It's like LeBron James and Kevin Durant. Two different people.
But I would say, to answer the question of the exercise, Jay, it seems to me, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that Kyrie, his power in the organization comes from the fact that KD supports him, right? And if KD at some point made it clear
power?
To Kyrie, if he made it clear to Kyrie, look, if you do this, that's you're on your own. If front office or ownership comes to me and says, what about Kyrie? I'm going to say, like, you know, if you don't get paid, if something else doesn't happen, I'm out.
I just look at the two situations. So one was around the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So people wanted Kevin Durant to make a stand to Kyrie about what he should do with his body, which is an uncomfortable position to even be put in the first place.
And that's what KD said. I'm not going to tell somebody what to do with their own body. That's wrong.
That's so fine.
But, like, I feel like people have questioned his leadership around that. and the way he's quote unquote handled that when that was just like an unprecedented time.
Unprecedented time or not. You can't tell somebody what to do with their
body.
Thank
you, kid.
Right.
Unprecedented time or not. You can't. You may suggest to them, hey, this is probably good for you and your best interest for us. What do you think? And then Kyrie's going to tell him what he thinks. And at that point, all right, man, you cool.
Would you say it's fair to say that that ownership was under the impression that KD backed Kyrie at certain points in Kyrie's time with the Nets?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I'm right. sure that's their impression.
I think in this case, that's See, what people – that I think I it's like being confused.
I don't think that that would be the front office. I don't think so because they would know they're there. And if they can't get Kyrie to do something and Kevin Durant can't get him to do it, they already know it's on Kyrie. It has nothing to do with Kevin Durant.
I think that was the impression when they first came there. But I think since then, I think KD has just been focused on what KD can control, which is himself.
Yeah, you worry about your
Kyrie. Leadership is necessarily
I
not
agree,
just about.
I agree, but once again, even if management or ownership were to say, hey, Jay, Will, we need you to get this player to do this. I'm like, I can't do anything.
But
with
what
that.
If they said to you, if you like, since you can't, we want to trade him, for example, is that going to be a problem with you? Now, at that point, if KD goes, no, you got to do what you got to do, and he means it, what can we get for him? You know, who do I? Let me tell you who I'd like to play with if you do move him.
But
what
we
pieces
don't know
make
that
sense?
Didn't happen.
We don't know that didn't happen. But I do think that the impression from where I'm sitting. I'm not claiming to know for sure. I've heard certain things, but I'm just from where I'm sitting. It looks like KD had Kyrie's back, and that empowered Kyrie in a way in the organization that has not been productive.
Well, see, KD's just very protective, and he keeps things insulated. He doesn't talk and tell the world every detail that's going on in-house, which is also what you want your player to do, right?
And have his back from what standpoint, Max?
So if, for example, I mentioned the trade, if they feel, if ownership, or even the contract, remember I said it at the point when they didn't want to give Kyrie all that money, just look, how many months ago? Hey, does KD have Kyrie's back or no? And we had Bobby Marks on, and he was like, well, I'd play hardball with him. And I said, Bobby, do you believe that KD has back? He's like, yeah. I was like, if KD told you, you got to pay Kyrie, what would you ultimately back down? He said, yeah. Right? The feeling was Kyrie could do some things and they would still keep him there and he would still exert some influence because KD wanted that. That's the feeling. So to me, it's not really a leadership issue. It's who you choose as your running mate, you know, and who you choose to back. I would call it that. That is an issue. And maybe he wasn't doing that as much as I think, but that's what it felt. That's what it looked like from where I was sitting. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Are the Packers really back if they win tonight? If they beat the Titans on short rest after coming back two touchdowns down against the Cowboys?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn, nice Pink Floyd shirt on today.
Yeah, pink. Yeah, it's my guy.
Pink is my guy. It's like one guy.
Pink. That's my man. My man.
Isn't it Rock and Floyd? I don't even know if it's a group or an individual.
It's a group. Now, if you ask me about Led Zeppelin, I could tell you a lot more about Led Zeppelin.
I know Led. Yeah, I know Led. It's a Led.
My man Led.
My man Led. His name is Led.
This is Pink.
Who's this? Pink Floyd? Okay, I know this song.
Yes, it's Pink.
What was this, on Wonder Woman? Yeah, this is a Wonder Woman.
No, that's my bad.
Why do
it's
I know
Led
that movie?
Zeppelin, my
this
bad.
Is,
I just my
You say
I,
Ned? You say
no,
Ned?
No, Led.
Led. This is Led. Oh, this
yeah,
is
this
Led.
Is Led.
Yeah, this is on Wonder Woman.
I don't know why I thought this was Pink.
Have you ever seen Wonder Woman, Max?
I've seen the old Linda Carter Wonder Woman show.
One.
Stop it.
This is Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, this
is
Led.
We confirmed.
My ear was not plugged in. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Led Zeppelin, by the way, if you guys are, what, top 10 Led Zeppelin songs? There are like 50 songs that could be
oh,
top 10.
Oh, God, I got them all.
You know Led Zeppelin. I bet you do know
I
Led Zeppelin.
I went to college.
That's right. But okay. Pink Floyd, you don't know as well.
It depends on who I was hanging with.
Right.
They'll tell me.
Well, Pink Floyd's not as good as Led Zeppelin, but
no,
it has some good songs.
No, I know all of them. The Who, I know them all.
The Who.
The Stones, who? All those guys. Mick.
Yeah, yeah. You the Animals. What about the Animals?
Animals, not really.
Animals got some stuff. Scorsese uses Animals stuff sometimes in soundtracks. And Pink Floyd, too, as a matter of fact. Mm. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit Progressive.com.
Oh!
On the plus side.
All right. All right, on the plus side, best underdog bets of the weekend, hey, Shannon. Who should start here? I guess, Key, you set it off. You could set it off.
Oh, Key. Yeah. Well, on the plus side, I'm taking the New York Jets, +3 at New England. I'm giving Robert Saleh and company some love, and I believe they could go to New England and take care of business. All depends, though. Not the recipe that they had against New England the first time around. But the one that carried them to the W last week, they need to be able to do that. Keep the quarterback nice and sound and safe. Don't turn the football over. Run the football. Play solid and sound on D. You'll get out of there with a W.
Key, I want to put you up on something real quick. If you, let's say, drop back fewer than 25 times, fewer than 250 yards through the air, and don't turn the ball over, very good chance to
yeah,
win.
Yeah, just look at Green Bay. They're 4-0 when they listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I know that Davante Adams is on the injury list, dealing with some abdominal pains. We'll see if he come back. He plays this weekend, but I do believe, like I feel like the Raiders, their backs are against the wall here, and what we've seen from Derek Carr after the last game, them losing, how emotional he got, Mark Davis coming out backing Josh McDaniels, hey, they are +3 at the Denver Broncos. And the Broncos just haven't looked good. I think this is a game in which the Raiders bounce back. I'll take the Raiders.
Chicago's getting 3 points at the Falcons. And, man, once I see Mariota throw with that, let's put it this way. I don't think Justin Fields, Key, is going to be getting sacked going down and without looking, tossing the ball down the field for an interception. I think we see Fields get the Bears within spitting distance of beating some teams recently. I think this is the game maybe where they actually get the win. I think this is the game where Fields does just enough to win instead of just enough to lose. We see him progressing through the year. I think Chicago's a good bet here. +3. Oh, boy.
What happened?
He just showed me a haircut you don't want.
A bowl cut?
Yeah, he showed me a haircut. A picture of someone in the NFL with a haircut you don't want.
Well, you said the Raiders, and I just wanted
to know. No one in the NFL, yeah.
That haircut is tremendous.
When did he say that? Yo, you know what would be so fresh?
He has a He-Man haircut.
Yeah.
Come on now. a He-Man haircut.
Yeah.
That boy, man, you could do anything.
Oh, no. Do anything. Haircut, man. Like, if you see someone walking down the street with that haircut, you might cross the other side. I don't know. Anything's liable to happen. I don't know.
I've never seen somebody with that haircut.
No.
And I lived in Lower East Side.
You see that haircut? They're not swinging.
Beach. I lived in weird places. I've never seen
Jay,
that.
When they walk down the haircut, they're not swinging their arms as they walk, right? Like, it's, they're just pinned to their side. Oh, something's going on.
He goes and says, I want a He-Man haircut.
Or you know what? He just might. He just doesn't. You know, just get it out of my face, straight across.
Look like
Yates said. Let me get numbers 2, 4, and 6.
I need numbers 2, 4, and 6, please.
No, you just call it a He-Man. That's what it's called—a He-Man haircut. Or it looks like the Scooby-Doo, Shaggy and Scooby-Doo.
Come
almost.
On, Mark. You're not getting ready to battle Skeletor. You're owning an NFL team. What's going on? What do you expect from the Packers tonight?
I'm going to hell, man.
What do you expect from the Packers tonight?
You got problems, King. Got legit.
I expect for the Packers to run the football. I expect for them to do what they did against the Dallas Cowboys, because when you think about it, you're looking at the Tennessee Titans and you're saying to yourself, okay, they got a solid run defense and they should be able to stuff the run. But their run defense is not what you think it is. I'd rather fly than go on the ground against you if I can. So teams are putting the ball up in the air against the Tennessee Titans.
Seeing FPI has given Green Bay a 64% chance to win. I think Green Bay is going to win tonight. I think they're going to run the ball. I think it's going to be the same scheme. I think Aaron Rodgers will pick his spots. And I think this defense, once again, I go back to the defense, not letting the Titans control the amount of possessions in the game and the clock is critical. That defense stepped up in their last game against the boys. You saw even that with their secondary. I think they need to continue to do the same tonight with that defensive front stopping the run of Derrick Henry.
I think that if you don't run the ball because the other team has a good run defense, they, in a way, they've already won. Like, you can't give in to that. And the other thing is, let's say they have a really good run defense and you run the ball 25 times and you get 120 yards. You don't even get 3 yards a carry, but you get close to it. Run defenses aren't going to get much better than that, right? Just by staying with the run, you've possessed the ball. You've put yourself in third and short. And this is why growing up watching the Parcells New York Giants sometimes doesn't work. Even these Giants. Saquon's running the ball early. Dayball stays with it. Sometimes they don't get a lot in the first half.
No.
But you break through eventually. It puts you in better position. It keeps you with a more talented team in the game. I don't think just because the run defense is good, hey, this guy hits the fastball well. What's your best pitch? The fastball. Don't throw the fast. No, you got to go with dance with who brung you.
And if you're getting 2.5, 3 yards a carry, it's okay. It helps your play action pass game. It helps the ball in the belly, pull it out, boom. And that's what the Green Bay Packers like to do. They
loosens
like
it up for the pass a little bit too.
Vrabel's defense is one of the best defenses there is, just his schematically and what he does. What do you think we might see tonight from Tennessee's defense?
I think that the front is good. The secondary has always been suspect. They don't like the blitz a lot. They just play solid and sound up front, and their responsibilities. But I do think that Green Bay has a better rush offense than they defense at stopping the run.
Greeny is coming up right now. We are back tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.